we're going to talk about the haunted landscape, as I'm calling it, and it is a haunted. The word haunted, I think, is intentional. Yes.
Well, there are two sorts of German landscape, I think, in the 19th century. One derives essentially from Eichendorff, and he is, of course, part of a continuing German tradition. He didn't invent these things, but it was he for whom twilight scenes became a living and vivid actuality. And in doing that, he inspired, I'm sure, all the French poets of the later 19th century. Any poem about a formal garden where illuminated by moonlight, where peacocks walk, where there are great extensive vistas, like the gardens of the Tuileries. Verlaine poems of that kind come from Eichendorff's sources. He, the first poet of the enchanted German castle, and it derives in part from Des Knaben Wunderhorn. The idea, and it's partly, I'm sure, connected also with the idea of German as a living national force, almost religious force. The power of the past, the power of the great castle, the power of the twilight scene, the Schloss. And these pictures, which Schumann set to music, especially in Liederkreis, perhaps Opus 39, and in some Wolf songs also of the Eichendorff songbook, these are, I think, the definitive clear statements of the mystery and the magic of night in German Romanticism. Starry night, late bird song, but above all, immense vistas of bygone splendour, which we are to understand these days are to be renewed and Germany is to be great again. That's one powerful force, the nationalistic force, and the other part of it is the personal relationship with nature. If you look at the pictures of Caspar David Friedrich, who is the par excellence, the painter of the Romantic movement, what you see usually is some isolated figure, whether a tree or a person, and usually isolated in some kind of splendid romantic exaltation at the top of a handy mountain, surveying the local scene. And this person is, as it were, the German romantic soul on its upward path. The bourgeoisie, as ever, is improving its lot in the world, making its way upwards, literally and metaphorically. Was there ever a time in history when the bourgeoisie was not rising? Well, this is when it actually takes its rise in the German 19th century. And what you see normally is a picture of a person on a handy mountaintop who has reached that exalted pinnacle as the result of a journey, notionally life's journey, and is surveying the landscape from that exalted point of view. And there's nowhere to go after that but down again. But that's why you're shown the scene in that magic moment of time when total dominance is achieved, the romantic figure alone in the landscape, a bit puzzled, a bit worried, a bit perplexed about life and things and where one's roads lead and where one's goal is to be found, but on the whole content with the idea of dominating a total landscape. And in Wolf's songs, particularly in the later Romantic era, you hear exactly such songs turned into music, and usually finishing with a kind of hymn of patriotism in the postlude.